在提撒罗尼迦前书一章五节这里谈到这个保罗传福音有五个方法。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 5, it mentions that Paul has five methods of preaching the gospel.
我们昨天学习到第四个方法。
Yesterday we learned up to the fourth method.
充足的信心。
To be filled with faith.
传福音给人，对这里所传的福音要有充足的信心。
When we preach the gospel to other people, we have to have full of faith in this gospel.
在哥林前书五章第二节那边，保罗说。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 2, Paul says,
如果你们能够持守我传给你们福音，就必因这个福音得救。
Paul said to the Corinthians that if you can hold fast this word which I preach to you, then you will be saved.
保罗相信他传的福音是能叫人得救的福音。
Paul believes that the gospel he preaches is the gospel of salvation.
对这里所传的福音有这样信心，传的福音才有力量。
Only when we have faith in the own gospel that we are preaching will this gospel have strength.
如果对这里所传的福音信心不够，那传出的话就不能让人受感动。
If we do not have enough faith in the gospel that we preach, then when we preach, our words will not be able to move people.
保罗所传的福音的内容是什么？
And what is the content of the gospel that Paul preached?
在哥林前书五章三节谈到基督为我们罪死了。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3, it says that Christ died for us.
因为基督为我们舍命，我们罪才得了赦免。
Because Christ died for us, our sins were forgiven.
第四节谈到基督已经复活了。
And in verse 4, it mentions that Christ has resurrected.
因为基督复活才能成我们的救主。
Only because Christ has resurrected can he be our Savior.
我们从使徒行传就看得出来。
And from the book of Acts, we can see
使徒们当时传福音的重点是放在基督的复活。
The focal point of the gospel that the apostles were preaching was placed on the resurrection of Christ.
使徒行传第二章彼得为主见证是历史上第一次的布道会。
In Acts chapter 2, when Peter testified for the Lord, this was the first evangelical service in history.
那里面彼得所强调的是基督为我们舍命，而且从死里复活。
And what Peter emphasized in that evangelical service was that Christ had died for us and he resurrected.
以那一次开始，使徒们到处传福音，到处强调基督复活这个事实。
And from that point on, everywhere the apostles went to preach, they emphasized the fact that Jesus Christ has rose from the dead.
保罗本来不信基督复活。
Originally, Paul did not believe that Jesus had risen from the dead.
他到处抓基督徒去逼迫。
He persecuted Christians all over the place.
有一次他去大马色。
One time he was on his way to Damascus.
那一次他去大马色目的是要抓基督徒定罪。
And the purpose he was going to Damascus is to capture more Christians and condemn them.
但主耶稣在天上用强光照他。
But Lord Jesus used a glorious light to shine on him.
他眼睛瞎了。
And he became blind.
然后有声音从天上来。
And a voice came from heaven.
说你为什么逼迫我呢？
Saying, why are you persecuting me?
他问你是谁啊？
And Paul asked, who are you?
耶稣说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And Jesus responded that I am the Jesus you are persecuting.
教会是基督身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
逼迫基督徒等于逼迫耶稣。
To persecute Christians is the same thing as persecuting Christ.
这个时候保罗才知道耶稣复活是真的。
So only then did Paul realize that it was true that Christ had risen from the dead.
因已经被杀而死去的基督既然从天上说话。
Because this Jesus Christ who had been killed and buried was speaking to him from the sky.
既然耶稣复活是真的。
And since it is true that Jesus had resurrected from the dead,
就是以色列人所盼望的弥赛亚没有错。
He is the Messiah that the Israelites were waiting for.
对，到处传福音。
And so he went preaching all over.
后来为基督舍命。
And in the end, he died for Christ.
所以保罗会相信耶稣就是弥赛亚。
So we see that Paul believes that Jesus is the Messiah.
因为他从死里复活。
Because he has resurrected from the dead.
他对当时的哥林教也是说，基督是复活，所以他是我们的救主。
So what he said to the Corinthian church was also that Christ had died for our sins and he rose again.
看哥林前书第十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
十五章的第十七节。
Chapter 15, verse 17.
고린도전서 5章17节.
1 Corinthians 15:17.
基督若没有复活，你们的信变得突然，你们仍在罪里。18节.
18.
就是在基督里受了的人也灭亡了。哈。 这里保罗对当时的信徒说,
so this is what Paul said to the believers at the time.
基督如果没有复活，你们的信是徒然。
If Christ has not risen, your faith is futile.
因为他如果没有复活，就不是救主。
Because if he has not risen from the dead, then he is not the Savior.
你们对他的信仰就落空了。
And your faith in him is empty.
而且你们还在罪中。
And you are still in your sins.
因为基督如果没有复活,
because if Christ did not rise from the dead,
他不是救主。
Then he is not the Savior.
你受洗罪没有都赦免。
And if you are baptized, your sins will not be washed away.
所以还在罪里面。
So you will still be in your sin.
主因基督复活是事实。
And because it is true that Christ has risen from the dead, he is our Savior.
说你受了洗,
therefore, when you're baptized, your sins are washed away.
18节说,
Verse 18.
基督里睡的人也灭亡了,
and when it says those who have fallen asleep in Christ, this is referring to those Christians who have died. They have been baptized when they were still alive.
如果基督灭复活,
but if Christ has not risen from the dead,
他不是救主,
he is not the Savior.
那离世的信徒生前受了洗礼没有功效,
then those believers who had died would have their baptism would be without effect.
他们还是灭亡,
and they would also perish.
因为基督复活是一个事实,
but because it is a fact that Christ has risen from the dead,
所以在基督里离世圣徒他都救了,
so those who fall asleep in Christ will be saved.
那么基督复活发生在2000年前,
now we know that Christ resurrected from the dead 2,000 years ago. For all of us who are living today, none of us have seen the resurrection of Christ with our own eyes. And also happened in the country of Israel. There is a time span of 2,000 years.
以空间讲,
in terms of space, the kingdom of Israel is far away from where we are right now. So how can we truly believe that he has resurrected from the dead? Because we can experience the truth that Jesus has resurrected. Lord Jesus said to his disciples, whatever you do in my name, I will accomplish. After Jesus ascended in heaven, the disciples perform many miracles in the name of Jesus.
如果基督没有复活,
if Christ has not risen from the dead, why will his name have so much power? This true church is the body of Christ. The Holy Spirit has established a church. Today, when we pray in the name of Lord Jesus, we can also experience many miracles. In the early days of our church, many people have come to believe because they have prayed for miracles. But when I came to believe, I did not come to seek peace. I came to the church because I wanted to study the truth. Even though I didn't come to believe because of miracles, but after I believed in the Lord, Lord Jesus also let me experience many miracles. I have written a book called Mine Eyes Have Seen the Lord. And in this book, I recorded that I have experienced 14 miracles. Every miracle was a great miracle. And I didn't record some of the smaller miracles I experienced. For example, when during midnight, when my child had a stomachache, or maybe they had a fever, and because it was during midnight, all the doctors were asleep.
要去call医生的门啊, 小病他可能不是很高兴。
And if we try to bother a doctor during midnight with a small illness, they probably would not be very happy.
孩子发烧肚子痛, 医生讲小毛病。
Because to have a stomachache or a fever would be something very minor for a doctor to deal with.
所以我就跟我那人为孩子祷告。
So during those times, I would pray with my wife.
一祷告, 孩子烧就退了。
And once we pray, the fever would reduce.
就会睡觉了。
And our children can sleep again.
现在的人多生一个两个就不生。
Today, people only have one or two children.
我年年生六个。
But my wife and I had six.
就两个的三倍。
And so this is three times of just having two children.
生病几率就更多了。
And so we say there's a higher percentage where the children will get sick.
两个孩子生病就两个在轮流啊。 我六个孩子六个在轮流啊。
Usually, if you only have two children, they will alternate between their sicknesses, but I have six children to get sick together.
孩子小时候没有抵抗力，容易生病。
And when the children were still small, their immune system was weak.
就是靠祷告得到医治。
And they were often sick, so we had to pray to receive healing.
这个发生好多件我没有写下，因为算起来这个是小神迹。
And this happened so many times, so I didn't write it down because this was a minor miracle.
那比较大的神迹都是靠祷告发生功效。
And a lot of the more major miracles all happen through prayer.
这几天在这里，假如我有机会，我会讲几件啊。
In these few days while I'm here, if I have the opportunity, I will share with everyone some of these. And so this is what we talked about yesterday night. Another way to experience the resurrection of Christ is in John 16:17.
16:17.
I'm sorry, John chapter 16, verse 7.
然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的。我若不去，保禄就不到你们这里来。我就去，就差他来。耶稣要跟门徒分开。Lord
Jesus was leaving his disciples.
门徒就忧愁，耶稣离开以后，谁做门依靠啊？And
so his disciples became very sorrowful because of Jesus left. Who can they rely on? Who can help them?
耶稣安慰他们。
So Jesus comforted them.
我去对你们有益处。
For me to leave is to your advantage.
假如我不去,
because if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to. The helper is a title of the Holy Spirit.
那耶稣升天以后,
so after Jesus ascended into heaven,
50年那一天, 圣灵降临,
on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit descended, the disciples knew that Jesus had ascended into heaven.
那我们今天求神也会得圣灵。
Today, when we pray to God, we also receive the Holy Spirit.
我们从这体验了解耶稣已经复活。
And from this experience, we can understand that Jesus has resurrected from the dead.
因为主耶稣如果没有复活升天，圣灵不降临。
Because if Jesus has not resurrected and ascended into heaven, the Holy Spirit will not descend.
我们今天领受圣灵跟使徒一样的经验。
Today, when we receive the Holy Spirit, it is the same experience as the apostles.
会讲方言,
we speak in tongues. And because of this, we know that Jesus has ascended into heaven. Typically, Christians of other denominations do not have this experience. A typical Christian denomination has very few miracles.
甚至有的神学家、牧师不信有神迹。
Some theologians or scholars even say that there are no miracles. And they say that miracles only exist during the time of the apostles. After the time of apostles ended, there were no more miracles. But they didn't know that we have so many miracles in our church. Because in the past, our church had very small interaction with other churches. And so these theologians and scholars think that miracles have stopped happening since the time of the apostles. And they also have not the experience of receiving the Holy Spirit. And so they claim that when you receive the Holy Spirit, you not necessarily may speak in tongues. If you have good conduct and you can bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit, then and you love God and love men, this is the Holy Spirit. But they don't know that to love God and love men and to have fruit of the Holy Spirit are the works of the Holy Spirit.
领受圣灵当然会有果子, 但没有圣灵人, 主要有圣灵感动, 也会有一些好的表现。
If we receive the Holy Spirit, very naturally we will bear fruit of the Holy Spirit. But even if we do not receive the Holy Spirit and is only moved by the Holy Spirit, we will naturally also have the good conduct of the Holy Spirit.
他们并没有讲方言。
But we see that in their other churches, they do not speak in tongue.
领受圣灵的很真实的体验。
And so they do not have this very real experience of receiving the Holy Spirit.
我们祷告神垂听，发生神迹。
When we pray, God hears us and we see miracles.
圣灵充满讲方言。
When the Holy Spirit fills us, we speak in tongue.
我们对基督复活有一个很切实的体验。
And so we have a very, very actual experience of Jesus being resurrected. So when we believe that Jesus has risen from the dead, we have a basis for this faith. Not only is this basis from the Bible, but also our own experience. And very few Christian denominations have this experience. So when they try to believe that Jesus has risen from the dead, they can only believe this from the Bible. But they have no experience. So we should even more believe that Jesus has resurrected from the dead.
方法第五项就是为人。
The fifth method of evangelism is our conduct.
我们看天使前的一章的第五节。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 5.
第五节的最后提到了为你们的缘故，这个前面啊，正如你们知道，我们在你们那里为你们的缘故是怎样为人啊。 保罗到了提到教会，建立了这个教会，然后到现在这个地方建立这个教会，然后说，我到你们那里为你们的缘故是怎样为人，这个怎样为人，大家看得出来啊。When
Paul went to Thessalonica and established a church there, he did a lot of things. That's why he writes to Thessalonians that, as you know, what kind of men we were among you for your sake.
我们说福音很好啊。
We say that the gospel is very good.
会给人得到心灵的喜乐平安啊。
That it will bring joy and peace to a soul.
那我们传闻给人，我们有喜乐平安吗？
But when we preach the gospel, do we also have joy and peace?
我们说耶稣福音会改变一个人的生命啊。
We say that the gospel of Jesus can change a person's life.
那我们传闻给人，有没有改变生命呢？
When we preach to people, is our lives also changed?
保罗传讯给天主教会，提上那个地方的人。
When Paul preached to the area of Thessalonica,
建立了天主教会,
and established a church there,
那就很多机会跟当地信徒接触。
And so he had a lot of opportunity to interact with the local believers.
保罗心里有没有基督的生命？
Whether Paul was living out a life of Christ,
有没有属灵的喜乐平安？
Whether he had a spiritual joy and peace, whether he had good conduct, these are all things that the believers could see very clearly.
所以保罗就说，我到你们那里是怎么为人，你们都知道。
That's why Paul could write to them saying, as you know what kind of men we were among you for your sake.
那到底是保罗是怎么为人呢？
So what kind of men were Paul and his companions?
在二章三到十节里面提到了六项。
In chapter 2, verses 3 to 10, it mentions six different things.
看第二章第三节。
Let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3.
我们的劝勉不是出于错误，不是出于污秽，也不是用诡诈，头一项谈到他不诡诈。
So the first thing that Paul mentions is that he is not deceitful.
表述他是成熟的。
And so we see that he is very honest.
再看到这个第数节。
Next, let's look at verse 4.
但神既然应允我们，把福音托我们，我们就照样讲，不是要讨人喜欢，乃是要讨那他们的神，我们的心的神喜乐喜欢啊。
In verse 4, we see that Paul says when he is preaching the gospel, it is to please God, not to please men. So he is very faithful to God. And in whatever he does, he has this principle that he shall only please God. Now let's look at verse 5.
因为我们从来没有用过谄媚的话，这里说。 他不用谄媚的话，就是不受讨人喜欢的。我们 有一句话比较粗俗的说，拍马屁了，就是不拍马屁了，不讨你喜欢了。
And verse 5, he says he does not use flattering words, or to put very plainly, he does not suck up to people.
他这是你们知道的呀。
And the believers all knew that he did these things.
也没有藏着贪心，他没有贪心。
And he says, as you know, nor a cloak of covetousness, so he was not greedy.
有没有贪心，信徒会看得出来。
Whether he was greedy or not, the believers can see.
这是神可以做见证的。
And he says, God is witness.
他敢这么说，就是说他真的没有藏着贪心。
He dares to say this because he truly was not greedy.
因为有没有贪心，神更清楚啊。
Because God would know if he is greedy.
他说这个是神所知道的。
But he says this is something that God knows.
再看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
我们做基督的使徒，虽然可以叫人尊重，却没有向你们或向别人求荣耀啊！这里说，使徒的身份很尊贵了。
Here we see that the status of being an apostle is actually very noble.
神特别拣选的
，because it is a special election of God.
那这种身份可以叫人尊重啊。
And to have this type of position, you can demand other people to show you respect.
但是他并没有向信徒求荣耀。
But we see that Paul did not seek glory from the believers.
就是说，不期待信徒特别尊重、赞美传道人。
And we see that is to say, he did not expect the believers to give him special treatment or to praise him or respect him.
有时候传道人有神同工。
Sometimes the pastors has the guidance of God.
神的启示显明。
And so there would be very obvious miracles.
或者说讲道给听的人得到造就。
When he speaks, he will edify the congregation.
有时候信徒因为得到了神的恩惠。
Sometimes because a believer receives the grace of God.
会很喜乐。
He will be very joyful.
有时候对传道人难免讲几句赞美的话。
And sometimes believers will speak a few words of praise to preachers.
这个时候传道人应当说感谢神。
And during this time, the preachers or pastors really need to say,
就把荣耀归给神。
Thank God and give the glory to God.
因为传道是神的工人。
Because a pastor is a worker of God.
如果神不同工，什么都不能做。
If God does not work with him, he can do nothing.
所以有一些好的表现是因为神的帮助的结果。
So if he's able to do anything good, it is because God is helping him.
不是凭自己有什么能力。
It is not because he has any ability of his own.
所以说感谢神。
Therefore he can say, thank God.
就把这个荣耀归给神。
And give the glory to God.
如果这样能把荣耀归给神，神就喜欢这个人。
If he can give glory to God, then God will like this person.
神就继续跟他同工。
And God will continue to abide with him.
所以保罗说，我们虽然是使徒，可以让人尊重。但我们没有向你们求荣耀。
So we see that Paul says, even though we are apostles and we can demand respect from you, but we did not seek glory from men.
表述他很谦卑的。
And we see that he is very humble.
那七到八节又提到了他对当时的信徒是很有爱心的。
In verses 7 and 8, we see that Paul showed a lot of love to the believers at the time.
看第七节。
Verse 7.
主在你们中间存心温柔。如同母亲乳养自己的孩子啊，这里说保罗对待信徒好像母亲乳养自己的婴孩。
Here we see that Paul was treating the believers as a nursing mother cherishes her own children.
婴孩很小，什么都不懂。
When a child is still an infant, he is very young and he doesn't know anything.
妈妈特别照顾他。
So his mother would take special care of him.
特别关心他。
And would really show concern for him.
带一点孩子做错事，有时候会被骂。
For children who are older, if they make any mistakes, they would often be rebuked.
但对婴儿是存着温柔的心来对待他。
But when a parent treats a baby or an infant, they treat it with gentleness.
弟兄姐妹有时候会讲错话。
Sometimes believers may say the wrong thing.
有时候会有一些小过犯。
Sometimes we have minor trespasses.
那传道人知道这个弟兄姐妹不是故意这么做。
And the minister knows that this believer did not intend to do these things.
而是他信主没有多久，道理不太了解。
But rather it is because they have only recently believed and do not fully understand the truth.
难免有过犯。
And if they have any such trespasses.
有的弟兄姐妹因为工作忙，没有常常聚会。
or when some believers, because of their work, is not able to come to services regularly.
信主很久了,
even though they have believed in the Lord for a long time.
但道理明白不很多,
but they still don't know a lot about the teachings of the Bible.
就难免过患,
and so they will also have some trespasses.
这个时候传道人不是责备而是体贴原谅,
during these times, the minister should not rebuke, but rather be understanding and helpful.
像母亲用温柔的心来对她的婴孩,
just as a nursing mother treats her own children very gently.
再看第八节,
let's look at verse 8.
我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音传给你们，连自己生命也愿意给你们。 因为你们是我们所爱的，接下来又说，为了把福音传给你们。
And in verse 8, Paul continues to say,
我们连自己生命都可以不要啊。
To impart the gospel of God to you, we can even forsake our own lives.
因为当时有逼迫啊。
Because during that time, they did have persecution.
有犹太教的宗教逼迫。
There is persecution from the Jews who believe Judaism.
也有罗马政府的政治逼迫。
There is also a political persecution from the Roman government.
犹太人说造恩的神才做主。
For the Jewish people, they said that
犹太人所拜创造万物的神才做他们的主。
For the Jews, they say that only the God who has created the universe is the true God.
那犹太人假如有人信耶稣，以耶稣为主。
So if there are Jews who believe Jesus as Lord, the other Jews would consider this a betrayal of the God in heaven. And so they would have a religious persecution. Even though Jesus was God who came down on earth, for many Jews, they do not understand this. Because they didn't understand this, that is why they crucified Jesus on the cross. And so if a Jew believed that Jesus is Lord, he will receive religious persecution from the Jews. But in fact, to regard Jesus as Lord and to regard the God who created all as Lord is the same. But during that time, the Jews were under the Roman government. And the Roman emperor was their Lord. If you regard Jesus as Lord, the Roman government officials would misunderstand and think that you are trying to overthrow Caesar. And they would misunderstand as you trying to start an independent Jewish nation. And so there would be a political problem. So Paul is often thrown into jail. And later on, he was executed. So this is a political persecution.
因为当时传福音有这个宗教逼迫，有政治逼迫，两方面的逼迫，随时可能被杀。
Because during that time, when they preached the gospel, they received both religious persecution and also political persecution. Their lives were always at stake.
所以保罗当时在外邦传福音，多数冒险到处传福音。
So during that time, when Paul was preaching the gospel in these foreign lands, he was risking his own life to
他说,
preach to them.
我为你们连性命都可以给你们，因为你们是我们所爱的。
And Paul says that we can even give our own lives to impart the gospel to you because you had become dear to us.
爱不是口头讲而已,
we see that love is not only in words, but also in action.
说爱要付出相当的代价,
so to love, we have to sacrifice.
为儿女舍命妈妈很多,
there are a lot of mothers who are willing to sacrifice their own lives for their children.
为母亲舍命的孩子也有不那么多。
And there are also children who are willing to sacrifice their lives for their mothers, but not as much.
那这个保罗还有一个表现就是作业做工。
And we see another good characteristic of Paul is that he labored day and night.
看二章第九节。
Let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9.
弟兄们，你们尽我们的辛苦劳碌，作业做工，传神的福音给你们。 免得叫你们一人受累啊！这里谈到他辛苦劳碌，作业做工。
Here we see that he labored and toiled, laboring night and day.
下面说传传 神的福音给你们。
And he says in the latter part of the verse, we preach to you the gospel
of God. 他做圣工传福音是不分昼夜的。
And this shows us that when he was doing holy work and preaching the gospel, he did it night and day.
当然这里的作为做工不是单单讲传福音，也包括他住帐篷赚工钱。
Of course, when we see that it records he labored night and day, it is not simply the work he did preaching the gospel, but also the work he did making tents to make a living.
因为保罗是开拓传道，每一个地方刚刚去还没有人相信。
Because Paul was a preacher that went go to a pioneering region, so all the areas he went to preach, there were no believers.
就没有人接待。
And there were no people to receive
them. 所以他住帐篷赚工钱维持生活。
So he had to make tents to make a living to sustain himself.
还有供应同工的生活，因为他一个人不能做那么多工作，还有同工随着他。
And he also had to sustain the life of his co-workers because there was so much work, so he couldn't do it by himself, and he had co-workers.
好像提摩太、路加、希拉都是他身边的同工。
For example, Timothy, Luke, and Silas, these were all co-workers of Paul.
所以他作为做工，就是一方面传福音，一方面住帐篷赚工钱，维持生活。
So when he was laboring night and day, on one hand he was preaching the gospel, on the other hand he was making tents to make a living.
就是下面说。免得叫你们一人受累，为什么说免得叫你一人受累呢？
And in the middle of verse 9, he says that we might not be a burden to any of you. Why does he say this?
就是不接受他们的这个金钱的报酬了，就是不拿工钱了。
He's saying he doesn't, he refuses to take compensation from them. Is that he is not taking a salary for his work?
如果拿教会的工钱，就是增加信徒的。
Because if he receives wages from the church, he is increasing the financial burden of the believers.
而且当时在逼迫当中，信徒没有办法安心工作。
Because and furthermore, during that time, because of the persecution, many believers could not work in peace.
可能财物被毁损。
And perhaps their possessions have been destroyed.
信徒都很穷啊。
And so many believers were very poor.
很穷，如果再接受他们的金钱的帮助，那不就给他们？
And if the believers were already very poor and Paul still received this, these wages from the believers, then it is increasing a burden for them. And that is why Paul says that we might not be a burden to any of you.
假如这个辛苦劳碌做工单单只是传福音，如果这样，怎么会给人受累呢？
Because suppose Paul is only talking about preaching the gospel when he says laboring night and day, then why would he be a burden to the people?
很明显这个作为做工是包括住帐篷赚工钱加上传福音两样工作。
And so we see very obviously that when he talks about laboring night and day, he is not only preaching the gospel, but also working for himself to make money.
所以保罗传福音不是为了得什么从来人来的什么报酬，而是他的本分，他的使命。
So from this we see that when Paul preached the gospel, it was not to receive compensation from anyone, but this was his duty, it was his mission.
好像大陆教会当初开始传真教的时候。
For example, in the churches in mainland China, when they started preaching the truth.
好像张巴拿巴就是这样啊。
Barnabas Chang was
a worker like this. 到一个地方去传福音，还没有人相信。
Whenever he went to our area to preach, there were no believers there.
就没有人接待。
And so there was no one to receive him.
不但没有吃饭，没有饭吃，而且没有住的地方。
Not only did he not have any food to eat, he also did not have any place to live.
他们就住外面呢。
And so they would sleep outside.
有钱住旅馆了，没有钱住外面。有身上有钱住旅馆，没有钱住外面随便一个地方睡一个晚上。
If they had money to live in hotels, then they wouldn't have money to live outside.
那有人相信得到一点点这个这个钱，那他会大车了，有钱大车了。
And if they receive a little money, then they can actually take buses.
也有钱会吃饭了。
And they would have money to eat.
假如钱用完了。
But if they used up their money,
就没有钱大车。
Then they would have no bus money.
走路。
And they would have to walk.
没有钱吃饭。
And they have no money to eat,
禁书祷告,
then they would fast and pray.
这样可以传福音啊。
And they can still preach the gospel like this.
所以传福音不是为了吃饭。
So we see that to preach the gospel, it is not to eat.
不是为了得什么报酬。
It is not to receive any type of compensation.
而是一种任务，一种使命。
But it is a mission, a duty.
所以传道人不计较工钱多少。
Therefore, preachers will not try to argue how much wage they should receive.
啊, 我们现在有总会了,
now we have the General Assembly.
啊, 为了让传道专心工作,
in order to help the preachers focus on their work,
就给他生活会,
the GA will give them an allowance.
这个跟保罗有所不同, 因为他都开多传道,
and this is somewhat different from Paul because Paul was one of the first in the ministry.
杨燕长老第一次去马来西亚的时候,
when Elder John Yang first went to Malaysia,
当时马来西亚教会没有传道,
during that time, there were no preachers or pastors in Malaysia.
各地教会长老就是传道了,
and so all the elders and deacons of each church became
他们,
the pastors.
他们在轮流讲道啊,
and they would take turns delivering sermons.
他们有自己的工作啊,
and they also had their own work.
也没有向教会拿什么这个 这个报酬就是金钱的报酬啊,
they had their own work during the day, but they would not receive any compensation from the church.
那杨长老去时候, 他们对杨长老说,
so when Elder John Yang went there, they said to Elder Yang,
你们台湾来的传道有向你们总会拿钱,
for all the pastors that come from Taiwan receive money from the GA.
这个是雇工, 雇工就是雇用来做工的,
then you are all hired hands because you are hired to do this hand. This
我们这里长老之事啊, 没有拿教会的钱,
and the Malaysian believers said to Elder Yang that all the elders and deacons here do not take any money from the church.
这个才是好牧人,
so we are the good shepherd.
啊, 你们拿钱是雇工,
but for you who receive money from the GA, you are hired hands.
杨长老告诉他,
but Elder Yang told them,
认真工作尽本分, 有拿钱也不算雇工,
if you work diligently and do what your duty is, even if you receive money, you are not a hired hand.
不认真工作不拿钱也是雇工,
if you don't work diligently and you don't receive money, you are still a hired hand.
不是在意有没有拿钱, 在意你的工作精神,
so what is important is not whether you receive money or not, but your attitude.
你有好的工作精神, 尽力而为,
if you have good work ethic and attitude and you try your best,
那因为有 总会有给你钱,
even if the GA gives you some money,
你就不需要自己做工赚钱,
then you will not have to work on your own to make money.
你有更多时间来服侍主,
and you will have more time to serve the Lord.
这个不是雇工,
so then you will not be a hired hand.
没有拿钱, 但没有尽本的去做, 才是雇工啊,
but for those who did not receive any money but still did not try their best to do work, they would be a hired hand.
这个不同情况,
so we cannot use Paul to compare to the pastors of today because we live in different situations.
健全的组织啊,
today we have a very well-established organization. We have the GA.
有各地就要奉献给总会都经常会,
we have local churches all contributing to the GA fund.
那记得各地就要奉献给总会的经常会,
and through the offerings of each local church to the GA is able to help do a lot of work. Because there needs to be specialized workers to do work.
兼任也可以做工了,兼任就不必拿钱,做义工也可以做工啊,
there can also be people who volunteer or work on the side and they don't have to receive any money.
但有自己的工作,
but because these volunteer workers have their own work during the daytime, so they can't spend a lot of time to work for God.
专任的工人,包括总会的办事员或者是传道人, 都是专任去做, 所以一定要有总会给他钱,他才有办法专任去做。假如总会没有给他钱,他一定要找工作,得到钱来维持生活啊,所以这个两回事啊。
But as for the dedicated workers who work full-time, whether they are working at the GA office or ministers, because they dedicate their entire time to do holy work, and if they do not receive any money from the GA, then they have to find some other time to make money for themselves.
保罗的为人在第十节又提到了三项,
and in verse 10, it mentions three more items about Paul's conduct.
看第十节,
let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10.
我们向你们信主的人,似乎等圣洁公义无可主宰, 有你们作见证,也有神作见证啊,这里保罗谈到,他在信徒当中所表现的是何等圣洁,公义,无可主宰啊。
Here we see that when Paul was before the believers, he was very devout or holy and just and blameless.
他这个你们可以做见证啊。
And he says, you are witnesses.
而且也有神做见证啊。
And God also.
就是说这个是事实啊。
And what he's saying is that this is a fact.
所以这个传道人很要紧就是自己的书生活了。
So what pastors really need to be aware of is their own personal life.
就是平常的表现啊。
And that is their usual behavior.
这些表现如果做得好，就是这是一种很好的传教方法。
Because if they can maintain a very good behavior in their everyday life, then this is a very good way to preach.
如果这个表现不好，他可能他的工作就被打折扣。
But if their everyday behavior is not so good, then their work will also be discounted.
过去在台湾或者在美国曾经发生过传道人犯规，就是犯罪啊。In
the past, whether in Taiwan or in the U.S., there has been incidences where pastors have committed sins.
这个不但是对他的家族讲，或者对整个教讲都一种很大的伤害。
This is not only great harm to their own families, but also the church.
因为如果传道人去走那一条路，可能连带他家族也受了连累。
Because if a pastor has sinned, then he will affect his entire family as well.
那有的人以前对某某传道很尊敬。
And some people may have respected a certain pastor.
后来这个传道竟然走错了路。
But when this pastor has gone astray,
有的人刚刚接到个消息。 感觉很不可思议，怎么可能呢？
When people first receive this news, they may feel very astonished and wonder how can this be.
有的人还替他说，可能是误会吧，怎么会这样？
And some people may even speak for him and say it must be a misunderstanding.
后来才知道真的这样。
But only when they discover that it was a truth.
甚至于有人受了姐妹受了性骚扰。
And there are even sisters who have been sexually harassed.
他很不甘愿,
and they feel that it is very unfair.
本来对他很尊敬, 怎么会这样? 他非常生气啊。
Originally, they had respected this pastor so much, and why did they do this? And so they become very angry.
所以这个传道人啊, 在工作上应当要很小心。
So a pastor must be very careful in doing his work.
跟姐妹保持一个距离。
And they have to maintain a distance to sisters.
我以前在台湾总会工作。
Before, when I was working at the Taiwan GA,
以前总会就得在公园路那边,
for the old GA building in another part of Taichung,
我的房间在三楼,
my room was on the third floor.
三楼的这个房间呢, 是这一排是神学生的宿舍。
On the third floor, there was a whole row of rooms that were the dorms for the TTP students.
这一排我一个房间很大。
But on another,
床上十个榻榻米那么大啊。On
another hallway, where my room was located, it was a very large room, and there were 10 榻榻米 mats.
那这边是蔡什么长老、杨元长老住在这边啊。But
near my room was the rooms of some other elders.
那我的隔壁就是洗手间啊，洗澡的地方啊。
And right next door to my room was the bathroom and the showers.
这个夏天时候，窗门打开没有问题。
During the summer, I could open my doors and windows, and it wouldn't be a problem.
冬天北风很冷。
But during the winter, when I had to open my doors and windows, it would be very cold.
窗门都关紧。
So I would close my windows and doors.
有时候姐妹会急着谈圣经。
And sometimes sisters would come to me to ask me about questions about the Bible.
她在叩门。
And they would knock on the door.
听见姐妹声音,
and when I heard that it was a sister,
我就先把窗打开,
I would open all the windows
然后请她进来,
and ask them to come in.
保住距离,
and so I can maintain distance.
如果是窗没有打开,
if I do not open the windows,
神学生去洗手间从我门口经过, 会听了两个声音,
and when a theological the TTP students who walk to a bathroom and pass my room and hear two voices.
他们可能有点好奇偷听。
And some of these TTP students might be very curious and eavesdrop.
不晓得在想什么。
And sometimes they probably would have their own thoughts.
我们说瓜田底下，就从瓜田经过，你蹲腰绑鞋带，有人说你偷他的瓜。
And there's a Chinese saying where if you pass by a field and you stoop down, some people will accuse you of stealing their crop.
你从李叔的经过, 你 帽子歪了，调整一下。有人说你脱胎离。
And if you walk through a field and you adjust your hat, some people may accuse you of stealing their fruit.
所以我就把窗打开，才请他坐下来。
And so I would always open my windows and ask them to come in.
窗打开，北风很冷啊，他不能坐很久。
And when I opened my windows, the north wind would be very cold, so they would not be able to stay in the room for a long time.
重点讲一几句就走掉了，因为很冷啊。
And so they would only ask me some of the more important matters, and after a few words, they would leave.
如果受了不必要的误会啊。
And so if someone misunderstands,
对我讲是一种伤害。
It would be a harm to myself.
对那姐妹讲是伤害啊。
But it would also harm the sister who was misunderstood.
何必受这个伤害呢？
So why, we don't really need to cause this harm.
所以说我们这个男女之间，尤其传道人，更要小心呢，跟姐妹保持相当距离。
So we really need to be careful between this relationship between brothers and sisters, especially pastors. We need to know to keep a distance.
圣经说不要给魔鬼留地步了。
The Bible says, "Do not leave a foothold for Satan."
给魔鬼留地步，这个人虽然有的说我很刚强啊，不见得了。
Because if we leave a foothold for the devil, even though sometimes we may be very strong,
魔鬼试探说你就突然糊里糊涂。
But when the devil tries to tempt us, we will become very confused.
失去了理智。
We will lose our reason.
等到发生错才知道我错了。
And only after we have committed wrong, then we realize what we have done.
但已经太慢了。
But by that time, it is too late.
亚当吃善恶果一次而已就被赶出去了。
Adam only ate the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil once, and he was cast out of the Garden of Eden.
他没有机会吃第二次啊。
He did not have the chance to eat it again.
所以这个谨慎是非常重要。
So we see that we have to be very watchful.
好，那我们所以谈到就告一段落啊，时间到了啊，休息一下再来啊。
So let us take a break.
啊，莫打。
Pray in silence.
Amen. 对啊。